Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could.
It is the Savage Nation. I am your loyal opposition. As America goes through the greatest social change since the Civil War, what with the corruption, the deceit, the deception, the loss of our putative democracy, here we sit, I in talk radio, one of the opinion makers, having to tell you that you've been had again. Now, of course, you've been had not by the Republicans. That you saw for a long while. We knew they'd sell you out and that they were just Democrat light. We've known this for years. We knew who McCain was. We understood who he was. We complained about him. We knew that he was a strange man who had never represented any Republican values whatsoever. And then something strange happened. A man was found in the streets of Miami of unknown background. They turned him into a senator, the powers that be, because he had a name Rubio. He had an O on the end of his name, and they said, we'll run with him. We'll run with him because he's Hispanic. We'll let him be the front man for our sellout of the American people and the American way. And the strategy worked brilliantly. He hoodwinked Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and the minions of Limbaugh and Hannity, who, by the way, this is not easy for me to do because many of you listen to all these shows, and you see us rightly as largely representing the same viewpoint, which is true. But let me tell you something. Rush Limbaugh, in my opinion, has always been a water carrier for the Republican Party, and if you like the Republicans, then love Rush. Hannity was a fill-in for Rush. He's a water carrier for the Republican Party. If you like Hannity, God bless you. But I have carved out a niche for myself over these 19 years as the only independent in talk radio, in the national winner's circle, and I have to reestablish my credibility with you today on a Friday when most people are not even listening to talk radio. And let me tell you why. Because the world is changing under your feet. You're going to be hit with a tidal wave of people who will never, ever assimilate into this country. And it was done to you not only by the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, but by Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, who either knowingly or unknowingly sold you down the river. Now, here's why I'm doing this. Not to attack Rush, not to attack Hannity. There's room for all of us, and God knows most of their messaging is good. It's on the correct side of things. But I tell you why I have to do it. I was in the car this morning on the way to the station, and I heard Limbaugh. I rarely listen. I don't listen to other hosts by and large. Sometimes I do for a minute or two. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. He was attacking Rubio as though he never supported him. I said, by God, that's not true. I know he supported Rubio. I know Hannity supported Rubio because I listened to them when they did. I said, okay, we've got to find the tapes to set the record straight. Because if Limbaugh thinks that he can get away with this, and if he gets away with it, the American people have nobody to count upon. Now, I admit his audience is very large. I admit it's the largest audience in talk radio. But let me tell you something. You better know what you're buying. And I'll tell you something else. And here's an important point for you to hear on this late Friday afternoon or evening, you political fanatics, you. And you liberals out there who are open-minded, and there are some, by the way. There are liberal people who are open-minded. They may continue to do what they always do and always vote D no matter what happens. They know Obama's a scoundrel and a crook, but they'll continue to vote for him because they hate Republicans. It's against their genetic code. But they understand something, that things are not exactly what they're being told either. And the reasonable liberal wants the loyal opposition as well. The reasonable liberal wants a two-party system, so they can make up their own decision. Without a two-party system, they don't know who to believe. So I, for them, in the San Francisco Bay Area, perhaps in the nation, am that loyal opposition because of my background, my education, my ability to communicate. They've come to listen to me, even though they may not agree with me, and say, okay, I'll bounce my ideas off him. If I met the guy, I'd probably like him. Well, I don't care whether you like me or not. The important thing for me to do to you, for you today, not do to you today, is to reestablish what's going on in this country with regard to just what just happened. And what just happened was a catastrophe of the highest order. But it didn't happen by accident. No, my friends, it didn't happen by accident. It was carefully plotted by the very same people who gave us that sham for a Republican candidate, whatever his name was. I forget, the guy from Utah. I don't know his name. What's his name? Who knows who ran for president? I have no idea what his name was. I forgot already. The one whose wife said he does the laundry. Who knows? Romney. Do I have to do the mea culpa? I had dinner with Romney a year before he ran up in North Beach. And I thought he was a very decent man. In fact, I liked the man enormously. But I sensed he would never win because he was going weak on all of the important messaging. And then I found out he would not come on my show, even though we had a one-to-one dinner before he ran. He wouldn't come on the show because the very same GOP strategists who ran Romney told these stupid Republican dolts that their party would be finished unless it supported Hispanic reform, or reform of the Hispanic immigration amnesty deal. And so what they did was is they took this unknown cretin called Rubio, and they made him the front man. And in this article by Byron York of the Washington Examiner, it's a brilliant article, by the way. I've said the same thing for months now. It said, Rubio's immigration strategy worked brilliantly but disappointed many. Well, that's not the real headline, Byron. You know, you got it half right. Here's what he writes. He says, Menendez told me, now listen to who he's quoting, Menendez, the great Menendez of New Jersey, the man embroiled in hooker scandals. Menendez told me that Rubio's role was to work over the conservative universe, particularly the conservative opinion maker universe, in order to neutralize them and in some cases proselytize them. The plan worked brilliantly. Conservative talk radio hosts, he writes, who may have instinctively opposed immigration reform, as conceived by Schumer, gave Rubio a respectful hearing and a lot of room. When Rubio told them the bill would secure the border first, they believed him. I didn't believe him. I'm the only one in the media who's called him a liar from day one. Did I do it because I don't like Rubio? I don't know him. He looks like a liar to me from day one. He looks like the kind of kid who cheated on exams. He looked like the kind of kid when I taught school who always got caught doing something wrong and then talked his way out of it. I just didn't like his looks nor his sound. The squeaky voice told me from the beginning, from the get-go, he was a fraud. And I call him like I see him. And I did going back to last January. And again, I've alleged for years that Rush is a water carrier for the Republican Party. I alleged for years that Hannity is a water carrier for the Republican Party. Hannity, in fact, is Rush's fill-in, his Chick-fil-A. All they do is Republican talking points. And you must know the truth. I, Michael Savage, am the only independent major national talk show host, and I intend to get bigger, not smaller. In these weird, horrible times that are coming, I can guarantee you, with God's will, this show is going to get much bigger than you could ever imagine. And you have to understand, I will never be a water carrier for either party. Never. So to prove to you my case tonight, to prove to you that Rush and Hannity were in on the screwing of the American conservative movement, I'm going to play for you tapes, because otherwise you could say, well, he's just jealous. Say what you want. I don't care. I have Rush supporting Rubio from January 2013 when I was already telling you Rubio was an ice cream man. I have Hannity on tape supporting amnesty while I was telling you that Rubio was a fraud. Now, the headline on MichaelSavage.com says Rubio tricked Rush and Hannity, only Savage saw through the fraud. And I quote the Byron York article. By the end of this show, a recording of this opening will be on my website for you to play and send around the media. Never forget this. Never forget today's show, because I'm a strange man. It's Friday. It's hot. There's a heat wave. Most people are probably not listening to radio. They're doing other things. It's summertime. Death Valley is going to be 129 degrees. What you don't know, of course, again, there's a fraudulent headline. The record temperature in Death Valley was 134 degrees in 1913, before Al Gore's coal father was even a glint in his grandpa's eye. That's right. The Death Valley temp is 129. So immediately they say, oh, global warming. Well, the record's 134 in the year 1913. That's before Al Gore's coal debt was even a glint in his grandpa's eye. So just as you have to put things in context with regard to well, let's say temperatures, what they were, what the highs were, what the lows were. In fact, one of the highs in temperature, if I remember correct, was in 1880-something. It was 108 degrees in the valley in California. It burnt all the crops. That's before the internal combustion engine even hit the roads. But you're going to be lied to about the heat wave. The shysters are going to tell you that it's global warming and you need to give up another part of the American way. And therefore, I have only one role on radio as I see it, only one. And that role is to tell the truth as I see it. Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the simple truth. And if that encompasses criticizing people who you believe in, then forgive me. But that's what I have to do. I am not them. I've never carried water for the check pants Republicans. I've detested them my whole life. They're the kind of people who would never have me in their country club. In fact, when George Bush was president, who did he have in the White House? He had, the conservative talk show hosts. He had Rush Limbaugh. He had Sean Hannity, but he didn't have Michael Savage. I was a best-selling author. One of my books was number one on the New York Times list. His brilliant wife was a librarian who gave people awards, but I didn't exist. I'll tell you another thing about Rubio, what gave me away. When the man was first elected to the Senate a few years ago, I have a home in Florida. I invited him to my home. He wouldn't even say hello, never came on the show. Alan West came to my home with his wife and two lovely daughters. The children swam in my pool. We ate Italian food. He's as straight as you think he is. Alan West is as good as they come. He should be the president. He could save this country. That's the kind of man that we need. I knew that from the get-go. I knew it from day one. And I knew Rubio was a stooge. I knew he was a front man. I knew he was a fraud. Why? Because he wouldn't come on the show. I told you the same thing about another politician from, I forget her name. Who was that woman? The IRS woman who ran as a Tea Party woman. Does anyone remember her name? Remember her, Neil, or anybody remember her? The woman I'm talking about. Who? Lerner? Not Lerner, the woman who was the congresswoman, for God's sakes. To make a long story short, she came on this show when she was nobody. When she needed money, I gave her an audience. You sent her a ton of money. She stayed in Congress. She came on this show and she said, Hillary Clinton wants me out of Congress. Please, Michael Savage, save me. Well, you saved her. Then once she rose up in the Republican Party, and the Tea Party, so-called, she never came on the show again. And I predicted at that time, right on this show, that she wouldn't last 2 years. She's gone. And I'm telling you again, just as I've told you before, that I am an independent, and when I come back, I'm going to play for you the sound bites which prove that Rush supported Rubio in January of 2013, and that Hannity supported Amnesty and Rubio in April 2013, and only I, Michael Savage, saw through this fraud. And I'm going to tell you something else, now that I know you're listening. Her name was Bachman. Remember Bachman, the IRS woman? Right away, I was assistant. Anyway, I knew what would happen to her. I told you that she wouldn't be around for more than two more years. She isn't. You want my prediction now? Now that the Republican Party has used Rubio as the stooge to push through this fraudulent amnesty for 30, 50, 60, 80 million illegal aliens, I'm going to tell you right now, they're through with him. They're going to throw him out like yesterday's Kleenex. You wait and see. Something's going to happen that is unexpected. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUICOIN. 800-BUICOIN.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gizmo traffic, a tough Friday afternoon commute. Better news, Vacaville eastbound 80 midway. All lanes look to be open now. Traffic still slow and go back through Fairfield as many lanes were shut down for well over an hour. Eastbound San Mateo Bridge, it's slow pretty much mid-span over to 880 because of earlier problems, but should be out of the way. Northbound 880 sluggish, Union City into Hayward. Northbound 101 Hillsdale Boulevard, new car fire being reported in the left lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at PutnamGM.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Over 175 million downloads and counting. iHeartRadio is one of the most successful apps because it's free and it plays your favorite station right from your mobile device. Download now at iHeartRadio.com.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Monarch Retirement is a company that works to secure your financial future by analyzing and creating portfolios tailored directly for you. We help people prepare for retirement by analyzing what they've done already to prepare themselves and coming up with some solutions moving forward that can put them on track to meet their retirement goals. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIP. A registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
On the next morning show, if there's a BART strike, we got you covered. Keep it right here with me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Savage Nation, this is your Rock and Roll Friday edition. This is Michael Savage, your loyal opposition. And we're talking about how Rubio hoodwinked Hannity and Limbaugh, or shall I say how the three of them hoodwinked the conservative movement and permitted the Democrats to run all over the American people with their so-called amnesty plan. I'm going to play some tapes for you to show that I'm telling you the truth. Hannity supported amnesty from the get-go, from January. So here's, okay, clip three is Hannity supporting amnesty for illegals in clip three. Just listen to three.
We've got to get rid of the immigration issue altogether. It's simple for me to fix it. I think you control the border first. You create a pathway for those people that are here. You don't say you got to go home. And that is in a position that I've evolved on. Because, you know what, it's got to be resolved. The majority of people here, if some people have criminal records, you can send them home. But if people are here, law-abiding, participating, 4 years, their kids are born here, you know, it's first secure the border, pathway to citizenship, done. You know, whatever little penalties you want to put in there if you want, but then it's done. But you can't let the problem continue. It's got to stop.
Well, I rest my case. That's all. That's number one. Now Rubio is the snake. But I don't blame him either. He's an unknown, nobody from no background. And I like the fact that he came from an immigrant background. I loved his story at the RNC. I was very impressed with that. But he's a Machiavellian opportunist like all of them. He played both sides against the middle. They threw money at him like you can't believe. And they told this clown he would be president if only he ran with the ball down the field and he hoodwinked the conservatives, which he did. He's never going to be president. It's impossible. He's too thin. He has nothing. The old word, gravitas, that was big 5 years ago, he has none. He has none. The voice squeak. He has no leadership. Let me take some calls. Joe on WMAL in Washington, D.C. What do you think? Go on. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, thank you. I think you're pretty close to the truth, but I would term it differently. I would say that he absolutely betrayed Limbaugh. He betrayed Kennedy and the right. I think he lied through his teeth when he kept saying he would not sign on to anything. Unless.
All right, hold on. Now, that's an interesting position that you... Hold it. You're taking an interesting position. You are rightly protecting the talk show host that you've come to love, Hannity and Rush, right? But you're saying they were deceived by this guy, Rubio. Well, if your position is correct, unfortunately, this means that Rush and Hannity have very weak and naive political judgment. What does that tell you about them? They can be tricked by this guy. It means that their judgment is weak and naive. How come he didn't trick me? How come he didn't trick me? I'm a national treasure. I should work for the CIA and the NSA. I guarantee you that I would do better than most of them could do. How come I can see through these things?
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fauch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. For the first time since 2008, same-sex marriages can resume in California. A federal appeals court has lifted its freeze on the marriages. The state is required to issue licenses to gay couples starting immediately. The first weddings at San Francisco City Hall started at 4:15 this afternoon. A blazing heat wave has settled over the western United States. Temperatures are expected to soar to nearly 120 degrees in Phoenix and Las Vegas. Tourists at California's Death Valley took pictures of
of a thermometer that read 121. Here in the Bay Area, look for temperatures in the 90s near the Bay, about 105 in the inland communities. The heat wave lasting at least through Tuesday. Traffic northbound 101, Sir Francis Drake Boulevard, getting reports of a car fire or a fire on the side of the road. San Jose southbound 87 at Park Avenue, a crash. The right lane is blocked there. Northbound 101, Hillsdale Boulevard, we've got a car fire in the left lane. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Homeowners, do you have 5 minutes to save thousands of dollars? If so, you need to call Capital Mortgage Services and talk to Stephanie. Stephanie is the queen of refis. Yes, you can still refi and save thousands on your home loan. Use the savings to pay down the principal, buy a new car, start a college fund. It's your money. Stephanie will help you refi even if you owe more than your home is worth. When you speak with Stephanie at Capital Mortgage Services, in most cases she can pre-qualify you and get you an FHA streamline refi with no appraisal. Capital Mortgage Services will even pay your closing costs, or for a better rate, you can finance the costs. But do it now. These rates won't last forever. You have 5 minutes, because a 5-minute phone call with Stephanie can save you thousands. Call Stephanie now at 800-400-8391. Capital Mortgage Services, 800-400-8391. Be sure to ask for Stephanie, 800-400-8391. Equal housing lender, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate. Broker 01861322, NMLS number 296169. Not all applicants qualify.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
On the next morning show, if there's a BART strike, we got you covered. Keep it right here with me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
I feel good tonight. It's a strange phenomenon. I shouldn't feel good. I should feel bad tonight. Do you know why I feel good tonight? I feel good because the truth shall set you free. It's a biblical phrase. Jesus said it. The truth shall set you free. It almost doesn't matter what happens to you in your life. As long as you understand what's happening and you understand the truth, you can deal with anything. It's an amazing power that truth delivers to us. I feel empowered tonight. Normally I would go into tonight. I haven't been feeling well. I've had some little issues, nothing serious. You've known that. And I said, what the heck? You know, it's Friday night. Who the heck's going to be listening on a hot night? But then it dawned on me. This is a gift. The microphone is a gift. My health is a gift. My time on earth is a gift. What the heck do you think has motivated me all my years to write all these books? You think it's greed? You could say anything you want. I mean, detractors say all these things. I don't care what they say. I know what motivates me. So for the months, years, whatever I have left in radio, and God knows it could be any number. It could be 20 years. if I'm lucky. I have to tell you that all I can give you is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And if it steps on your feet at times, well, I apologize in advance. I could take an attitude of, you know, one of the wise guy or soprano statements. I don't have to do that. At a certain point, you know, what is left at the end of the day between me and my audience but the truth? If I don't have that, no one's going to last in this business, especially after this debacle of the amnesty. I am telling you, no matter how conservative talk has taken it, been taken down, it's going to almost disappear if this keeps up. Because the people cannot take it. They feel, what am I listening for? They lied to me too? They were in on it with Rubio? What should I listen to them for? Screw all of them. That's what the people are going to say. Like they've given up on the Republican Party, they're going to give up on talk radio. But by the way, they've done already because they felt that they were misled. And strangely enough, although I should have disappeared from the airwaves, I didn't. I'm still here. How do you figure that out? There were many, many forces driving me out of radio, and I didn't leave. And by a miracle of God, it's God himself, I swear to God, one day I'll write it. It was fate that put me back on the air within a month of my leaving my last situation. And within that month, I was back up on 100 stations. Now it's 200 stations. It's going to get bigger. Why am I telling you this? Oh, I'll be a rich man. That's not the point. It's not about greed. It's not about avarice. You have to just trust me on that. My lifestyle wouldn't change one iota if I made $1 million a year more or $10 million a year more or $100 million a year more. I wouldn't live in a bigger house. I wouldn't drive a bigger car. Do you understand all of that? If you understand all of that, you'll understand what I'm saying to you. There's only one reason I get up in the morning to do my show, and that's to show you that there's still hope. What's the hope? You say, well, what's the hope? They just slammed amnesty down our throat against the will of 75% of the American people who actually know what's going on. Like they slammed socialized Castro care down our throat against the will of 75% of the American people. They slammed gay marriage down our throat despite the fact that even liberal Hispanics and liberal African Americans opposed it. They did what they wanted to do. So what's the hope? I'll let you figure it out. The hope is the truth. The truth itself is beautiful. Truth is beauty. Beauty is truth. Truth is beauty. Beauty is truth. Truth is DNA. Beauty is DNA. Truth equals DNA. I wrote it in my journal when I was 18 years old, searching for the truth. Truth is beauty equals DNA. That's it. That's what man was put here for. Otherwise, we're just animals. And I love animals. I do love animals. I support the elephants. I love dogs. But they're not humans. They're not humans. They have their own ways, their own truths. But we, if we don't have truth, we have what? We just become sort of like lower animals. Doesn't mean we're evil. It means we've lost our way. We can't even find our way to the truth. That's why they're drugging you. That's why they passed medical marijuana. That's why they passed prescription drugs for all. It's to keep you subdued, narcotized, and keep you in the loop of stupidity. And so, therefore, there's a hope out of it all. You say, well, where the heck do you get this energy, Sav? How do you do this every day? I've had people say, how do you do this every day? What animates you? Where do you get this strength from? Well, the truth shall set you free. It's the greatest drug in the world. It's about the most powerful drug in the world is the truth itself. Your sinuses clear up. Your vision becomes sharper. Your aches and pains disappear. Your fears of mortality go away. All of that, and it was all promised to you, by the way, by religion. See, originally, I'm getting off the track here, but that's okay. It's Friday. Originally, religion was liberating. It was supposed to take ordinary people who were toiling and liberate them from their toils, their pains, their sorrows, their losses, and lift them up. And what happened was it became rigid. Religion became rigid and not liberating. Religion became rigid. That's why many of you left the church, left the synagogue, because you go in there, all right, whatever. I don't want to hear it anymore. It's the same mumbo jumbo. It's not moving me in any way. I don't feel good. I feel awful. I hear frightened. I smell frightened people. I smell frightened animals sitting around me. I don't like the scent. I don't like the feel. I don't want to go. That's all. I'd rather be a liberated personality, and I love God, and that's the end of it. I'll do it on my own. That's what's happened. Why? Because the church has stopped giving you the truth, by and large. If only they would deliver the truth to you, you'd go back. The churches would refill. They'd fill up again. The pews would be filled with people. They wouldn't have to import them from Mexico. And then the church fathers wouldn't have to cater to the illegal alien lobbies. But that's a separate story unto itself. So let's go back to the callers. Let's go to Naples, Florida. April, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. I love your show and everything that you say and what you stand for. And I've been saying this for years. I've been trying to educate my even conservative friends, and they just weren't buying it. They were drinking the Kool-Aid.
But wait, what were you trying to sell them?
I was trying to educate them, I should say, about Rubio's record.
Oh, about Rubio's record, because you're from Florida, you saw through him?
Yeah, he wasn't my rep, but now he's unfortunately my U.S. senator. And I knew his record. I was calling on the 2007 comprehensive immigration reform. And
all right, so we know what he is. He was a front man for the mob that wants amnesty, and he hoodwinked Hannity and Rush. But listen, April, how long have you listened to my show? I was never deceived by him.
I've listened off and on, but we've been listening more regularly. We're kind of writing off TV, so we've been listening
okay,
to your radio.
Okay, well, that's good.
So,
that's good. Well, let me talk
we
about
love it.
Right. Since you said the word writing off and write, I have to send you my novel, A Time for War. Stay on the line. So you say write, I get triggered. 855-400-7282. If you want to talk about this or any other topic, it's Open Mic to Mike Friday. Open Mic to Mike Friday. Any topic is fair game. It doesn't have to be Rubio the trickster. It doesn't have to be that poor old Rush and poor old Hannity were tricked by him. Or were they? Well, I'm not so sure of that. I don't think they're that naive, incidentally. Hannity in particular is not a stupid man. Educated, no. But there are a lot of uneducated people who are very intelligent and very insightful. He's very clever. He got very far as a fill-in. Very far. Good-looking boy, you know, an Alec Baldwin type with not too much between the ears. And the Joe Sixpack audience liked him. But frankly, his airplane is on the heading to Earth. Why? Well, I'll let you figure out why his ratings went about 50% of what they were last year on television. Partly because I'm on the air opposite him on radio. That's number one, unfortunately for him. But also because they've seen him for what he is, which is Republican, 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 and people don't want to hear it anymore. Predictable, predictable, predictable. Republican, Republican, Republican. And by the way, say, well, come on, Savage. The Republicans are better than Democrats. Yeah, well, some are. Some are. But let's see what happens in the House of Representatives, if we can even believe that anymore. Some of them talk a good game. Look at this guy, Ryan. What did I say about Ryan after about a month of watching him years ago? I went on the attack against Ryan. I told you he was another faker. I warned you. Why? Well, there's a natural cynicism in me. It's not that I'm so smart in that regard. I'm naturally cynical towards all politicians. That's number one. I mean, I don't embrace them. You remember the guy from Massachusetts who came along after Kennedy died? Remember whatever his name was, Scott something or other. I don't remember his name. Tall guy, pickup truck. Remember him? Yeah, Scott Brown. Remember him? Remember what I said about 2 weeks of watching him? I said, watch him carefully. Follow the bouncing rhino. I said, you think he's the great hope, don't you? I said, no, he's going to be a liberal. Bingo, he's gone. That's it. That was over with. Because he was not true to his belief system, his presentation. So all we have left is each other here at the end of the day. Talk radio is an amazingly powerful medium. You say, well, what good is it then? What do you mean it's powerful? You say, I understand that you're cynical viewpoint. You're cynical of what I'm saying to you. Saying, well, what's the point of listening to you if there's no reason for it, meaning there's no change? Well, I don't know that there's no change. I don't believe that there's no hope. Had we not existed, had talk radio not existed, you wouldn't even have the House of Representatives being what it is today. You wouldn't even have the conservative movement within the House saying they're going to oppose the Senate bill and write their own conservative measure. You'd have nothing but mush. You'd have Castro. You'd have Fidel Castro running the country, which is what we almost have right now in the form of the trickster, the fellow visiting Africa right now on the $100 million junket while you swelter in the heat. If people stop me now. They say, how does he get away with it? They want to know how he gets away with it. They say they whisper $100 million on a trip for him and the wife and daughters. How does he get away with it? How does he get away with it? I said, because there's no opposition party. In a legitimate two-party system, there'd be howling and a demand that this be stopped. It would have stopped if we had a legitimate two-party system. But we don't, okay, so we have an oligarchy. So have I exhausted this topic, boys and girls of the Savage Nation? Are you ready only for music on this Friday night? Would you like to continue this discussion with me? Would you like to call on any other topic? The phone number is 855-400-7282. Now, back a year ago, you're going to hear a sound clip, clip four, where Savage calls certain elements of the media water carriers for the Republican Party on amnesty and immigration. This was me then. Listen to clip four. When I turned the radio on this morning, as I do from time to time, to see what Rush is bumbling about, because he's very predictable, and it's sad. He opened the door to a lot of us, but he ceased being interesting a long time ago. He became a water carrier for the Republican Party. We all know that. You're allowed to be a water carrier for a team. He's nothing but a Republican water carrier. So is Wallbanger and the other stooges who follow those two around like little boys. But I have a question for you. I listened to Rush, and he went on and on forever about that he didn't really support amnesty for illegal immigrants. So I said, wait a minute. I asked myself, why would he spend 30 minutes saying he didn't support Rubio on amnesty for illegal immigrants, when in fact it sounds to me like he did? And I want to ask you something. Do you think Rush supports Rubio on amnesty for illegal aliens? That's a question that I want my audience to answer, because you're not going to get a chance to answer it.
You heard it. That's good enough. Fine. So that's the picture. Philadelphia on the great WWIQ. I love that station. Those call letters are great. WWIQ in Philly. Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Last night, I'm listening to Sean Hannity. He's got Doc. He's got Giuliani on, and Giuliani makes a comment that he thinks that Iran is now running Iraq. I had to turn the television off because, Dr. Savage, you said it 10 years ago. You're 10 years ahead of the power structure. You said it was probably one of the greatest military blunders of all time. You created a greater Persia. That's all I have to say. Whatever you say, people better start listening, because
no, they don't. I am the most reviled figure, major national figure in American broadcasting history. Yet I have a huge audience because the people themselves listen and know that I'm telling them something of value. You notice you never see me on certain on Fox News. They have unknown talk show hosts. Why is that? Well, you pretty much know why. They're tame little animals with leashes on them. Do you know where I stated that Iran would be running Iraq and it would be Greater Persia? Mike, do you know where that was first stated?
No.
2005. The book is called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder.
Read the book.
And in that book, in 2005, when I was talking about the adventures of George Bush, I said, more patent, less patent leather, unmasking Islamofascism. And I went through the whole deal, and I predicted that, God forbid, this could be the worst mistake, military blunder in American history. I said, I pray it doesn't happen, because it will yield a new Persia, Mike.
The entire Middle East is up in flames. Another one, Michelle Malcolm. She's a big disappointment to me. I didn't see through it. You did. Whatever you do, Dr. Savage, this country...
Oh, I had her on in the beginning, but I saw that she was, you know, like a minor bird.
And I love Alan West. Alan West is one of my heroes.
See, now, Alan West has never varied. He is what he is. He's as honest as the day is long. The man is absolutely... He's a third-generation American military man. Do you know that?
Yes.
I mean, this is the man who should be president. This is the man who should be president, is Alan West. Look what the Republican Party did to Alan West in Florida. They gerrymandered him out of business. Do you know that?
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And
by the way, that's what they've done to me. The establishment has gerrymandered me into a marginal place in the American broadcasting world. But still, I'm here, Mike. I'm still here, and he's still there, isn't he?
Well, you just said it. It was from above that you came back on. I was so disappointed when you went off radio. You have no idea.
And I got to tell Mike, it was touch and go if I'd ever be back. Do you know that?
You know what I thought, Dr. Savage? I was so happy for you. I said, well, he's out on the water. He's got Teddy with him, and he deserves it, some downtime.
You know, everyone thinks that in all my spare time I'm on the boat. I'm rarely on the boat. I go out once a week for an hour or two.
I'm really not on the water. People think, oh, he's enjoying himself drinking wine on the boat. That's good to think, but you know it isn't. I'm basically agitating about the world 20 hours a day. Mike, thank you for calling, and thanks for being such a loyal listener. You know, I just picked up that book from 05, and I'm not selling a book because it's not even in print. I swear to God. Let me read you the preface. 2005, when I told you Iran would eventually take over Iraq and it'd be a greater Persia. Here's the opening line. You ready for this one? The conservative movement is dead, I wrote. I take no pleasure in making that observation. Let's face facts, I wrote. Most of the red state politicians fail to comprehend that the American people are behind them and that the people want them to push through Congress a real conservative agenda. I wish that these empty suits and skirts would provide the leadership necessary to defend America from those who would do her harm instead of taking the side of the enemy. Can you believe this? Can you think of one speech I wrote wherein the Republican leadership has expressed a desire to protect our borders, our language, and our culture? Without those three fundamental pillars of society, no nation can survive. Except for a few minor utterances about cultural issues, with little or no follow-up, there has been scant support for these conservative principles or values. I wrote that in 2005. So there's much more there. And what is the point? Well, how about my chapter called Alien Invasion? How about the chapter called Alien Invasion? Did I see what was coming? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong, a chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated, and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Gears of vote, traffic, things starting to unwind around the Bay Area for your Friday commute, but still a few hot spots. Eastbound 580, still sluggish from Pleasanton through Livermore because of earlier problems. Vacaville, eastbound 80, it's not bad at a Fairfield now, but it will slow down as you head into Vacaville. On and off slowdowns until Midway because of earlier problems. Northbound 680 over the Sunol Grade, slow Mission Boulevard south to Andrade. On the peninsula, northbound 101 heavy from 85 up to San Antonio. Southbound slow out of Palo Alto to San Antonio as well. I'm Dave Fouts, Gears of vote, traffic.
Katie Green here, and I don't know about you, but the Dow being down 500 points in 2 days is certainly a reminder, a stark reminder, that the market doesn't just send out invitations when it's going up or down. I'm also willing to bet that neither that magical green line or cute baby has even given you a call. Do yourself a favor. Get a complimentary review from my good friends at the O'Donnell Financial Group by calling 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. O'Donnell Financial Group is is a locally owned and operated independent advisory, and it has been for the past 25 years. I know you've heard Greg say it right here on KSFO more than once, that planning is not a one-size-fits-all strategy. You owe it to yourself to get a complimentary review, to make sure that you're not paying too much in fees, taking on too much risk, and whether or not you are even on the right track to be retired. Do yourself a favor and call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now, 800-489-6410, 800-489-6410.
Have a heaping plate of authentic, delicious Mexican comfort food at Roosevelt Tamale Parlor. Score half off burritos, tamales, and more with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
On the next morning show, if there's a BART strike, we got you covered. Keep it right here with me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
We got about a minute left in this hour. It flew by. Let's go right to WABC in New York on the Savage Nation. Lou, welcome on this sweltering evening. Lou, what's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I think the talk show hosts have been a disappointment to us. Because of Rubio, I had one hang up on me when I started to rag on Rubio. So you, without a doubt...
Oh, they hung up on you when you ragged on Rubio. So that means that they were not caught with their pants down. It means they were in on the screwing with him. That's what I'm alleging. I am alleging that I think there was a conspiracy with the fake conservative talk show host and Rubio. I believe they were all working together to screw and deceive the American people.
I'm going to... Look at the big picture. I truly believe they dislike Obama as much as we do.
Okay, I agree with you. That's wonderful. Then what are you working with a snake like Rubio for? To bring about amnesty for 50 million illegal aliens? Hover like a hummingbird. Strike like me. Doesn't work. I need a rhymer with hummingbird. I was trying to chain float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Here's some simple advice from Cash Call Mortgage. Today we have a 10-year fixed refi at 2.99% rate and APR, with no closing costs, no points, no appraisal deposit. 2.99%. So if your rate is higher than this, you're throwing money away every month. It's like having a hole in your pocket that leaks cash every day. So change those pants. Pick up the phone and make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. At absolutely no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much you can save by refinancing and plugging that hole. Again, 10-year fixed at 2.99% rate and APR, with no closing costs. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. It costs you nothing other than a phone call and a few minutes of your time.
Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rate subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for restrictions. Loans made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Sport coat and a pink.
pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance.
It is Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation. In the first hour of tonight's broadcast, I talked about Rubio the Deceiver and how either he used Russian Hannity or they were in on it together in pushing amnesty. And I played sound bites, and I don't need to beat up the point because I made my point for my loyal listeners who understand where I'm coming from. It's not so much to beat up Hannity and Rush as it is to tell you that the times they are changing, and you better watch out which way the wind blows because you don't know which way it'll turn. And if you missed that first hour, my monologue is brilliant. It's up on michaelsavage.com or will be shortly for you to send around to friends. You can play it and decide whether you believe it or not or listen to me or not. And whatever the chips may be, whichever way the chips fall on the table, I'll live with it. I've alleged for years that Rush Limbaugh got where he is because he has disseminated Republican talking points, and perhaps in the beginning we needed that. But he's never changed his tune. And his old fill-in, his Chick-fil-A, Hannity, is worse than he is. I feel you must know the truth. Why? First of all, I carved out a niche for myself in radio a long time ago as the only independent major national talk show host. And it's worked for me because it's true. People who know me, that this is who I am. What you hear is what you get. This is what you get. What you hear is what you get. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is largely a liberal community. About 30% of the community of voters is conservative. They have absolutely no representation. Feinstein is a sham, a joke, a trickster of the lowest order. Boxer is what she is. We have no senator. We have no congressman here. And so many people have listened to me all these years because they feel I at least give them a voice or they go crazy altogether. Nationally, though, where do the people turn when they don't have a Republican Party to count on? We don't have a parliamentary system where there'd be a nationalist party with, let's say, 15% of the seats in Congress. That would be good enough if we were part of a coalition where our opinions counted. So you say, well, okay, the Tea Party is sort of that. Sort of that? How well did that just work out for you in the Senate? When this fraud Rubio, this ice cream boy they found in the streets of Miami and made into a senator to trick you, who allegedly was a Tea Party favorite, wound up to stick the knife into the bull. He's the one who did it. He stuck the knife into you. He's the one who ran with amnesty, that lying, two-faced, fork-tongued trickster. That's okay. He's a politician. You'd expect that from a Machiavellian fraud. I was cynical of him from the beginning, not because I didn't like him. I thought his story was beautiful. In fact, during the Republican convention, I said, wow, what a great story. His father was a waiter, worked in hotels. I was very moved by his story, very impressed. But then I saw what he was being used to do. And Byron York's article today, of course, which we've been talking about, is headlined, Rubio's Immigration Strategy Worked Brilliantly but Disappointed Many. What kind of nonsense headline is that? That's so New York Times. What does that mean? What do you mean disappointed many? He was a liar and a fraud. What do you mean, disappointed many? Question for the audience. Why do you think Rubio refused to come on the Savage Nation from day one? Don't answer it. The question has the answer in it. Some GOP strategists, he wrote, and some Senate colleagues told them the Republican Party would be finished unless it supported reform. Are you kidding? They were the same GOP strategists who gave us none other than Romney, who used the very same mentality. And how did that work out for him? How did that work out for him? He writes, Republicans were able to keep their heads down in part because there wasn't a lot of pressure coming from the anti-reform conservative base. Really? And that owed a great deal to the gang's decision to dispatch Rubio, elected as a Tea Party favorite in 2010 and viewed as a future leader of the Republican Party on a mission to allay conservative suspicions about the bill. Well, I was never allayed by him. He didn't lay me down. How come I saw through this boy from Miami? How come I saw through him while the folks I mentioned earlier, Mr. Limp, Poor, and Vanity, Porn Vanity, how come they were taken in by him? How come Limp, Poor, and Porn Vanity were taken in by him and I wasn't? But we don't have to stick to that. It's Friday, so let's play some rock and roll. Let me get out my song sheets. We have Rock and Roll Music Library. California Girls by the Beach Boys is always nice. We'll play that. I'll take your calls at 855-407-282. Any topic is fair game, from politics to pets. I like that, from politics to pets. That's a good one. Little food thrown in as well wouldn't be bad. Politics to pets. Well, the hunter, the head of the hunters, enjoying an African vacation. He's on a safari. $100 million safari, awaiting for a photo op with Nelson Mandela to cover up the scandal. Stop, stop, stop. The Stooges on the airplane with him, the so-called press room on the Air Force One. King Obama walked into the back of the plane and had a so-called press conference with the Stooges along for the ride. Not one question from one of the Stooges in the government press on the airplane with him about any of the scandals. They asked him how he was enjoying the flight, how he was enjoying the weather. What did he hope to achieve in Africa? It'd be beyond belief. So, you know, we're living in strange times where we've lost the press. What's this here? Banks sell record sums of U.S. debt on the top of Drudge. I don't like that. Banks sell record sums of U.S. debt. You mean after the amnesty? Is that why they sold the U.S. debt? They know that bankruptcy is around the corner? Investors pulled $23 billion out of funds in a week. Gee, I wonder if it had anything to do with the fact that 50 million leeches will be suddenly on the payroll. Is that possible? Oh, I'm sorry. They all come here to work. Pardon me. They're all so hardworking. Every one of them. There's better than you, for sure. You're a nobody. So now it's time for me to wax nostalgic on the Savage Nation and tell you the story of Sam the Butcher. Why am I going to tell you that? Because Sam the Butcher, well, let me go back to the beginning. When I was a kid growing up in the Bronx, my Aunt B, long dead now, was a lot like my mother in that she practically lived in the kitchen. There was something about that generation of women who just took pride in the way they fed their family. Sure, most of the time they served a cardiotoxic diet designed to kill off all of the men before they turned 50. But there was almost always something wonderful in the oven. Day or night, I remember Aunt B's home smelled like Thanksgiving morning. Now, in our day, freezer space was limited, so Aunt B would buy her meat fresh from Sam the Butcher. This was during a time when the same guy worked the meat counter his whole life. The butcher always knew your name when you came in. He'd order you a special cut of something, maybe a leg of lamb from Chicago or whatever. They were real customer-oriented men back then. Today, it's some kid with open sores and a nose ring working the meat counter. And every time you go in, it's a different guy behind the counter. They don't know you from hamburger. I'd have to say that Sam came from a long line of butchers, probably dating back to the Vikings. He was this stocky Russian, or maybe Ukrainian man, with oak stumps for arms, a bloodied white apron stretched tight across his belly, and a missing finger. From time to time, I'd tag along with Aunt B for the entertainment value. You know, just to catch a glimpse of Sam wrestling a 300-pound side of beef in the back. So off we went to the market. Aunt B would study the fresh cuts of meat behind the refrigerated glass cases and picking out a new diamond ring. Sam the Butcher would see us through the little window in the swinging door to the meat cutting room. He'd wipe his hands on his apron as he came out to greet us. He'd mumble something about the fresh this and that, holding up a few meat samples, like a Turkish rug salesman offering a closer inspection of the goods. Me, I'm counting the fingers to see if he still had all nine. With a nod, Aunt B would point to a roast and ask Sam to cut it into stew-sized pieces. He'd take the meat in the back and return a few minutes later with our selection wrapped in white butcher paper. We'd get home and she'd toss it in the pot with the spices. I remember one day sitting down to eat after one bite she swore it wasn't the good stuff Sam had shown her from the display case. This happened a couple of times until Aunt B got wise to what Sam was doing. It dawned on her that he would sell her on the prime rib up front, but when he got in the back, he grabbed something on the order of dog meat imported from Korea instead. He figured she'd never know the difference. One day I asked, Aunt B, why don't you just follow Sammy the Bull into the back to make sure you're not getting gypped? Well, she did. The next time we went to the market in the heat of a summer day, it must have been 105, she put on an extra heavy coat, the scarf, gloves, in the heat of the summer day, and matching earmuffs, and just to stay warm in the freezer where Sam cut up the beef. When she told Sam what she wanted us to do, he didn't look too pleased, but what could he do at that point? He shrugged and grunted, "Just don't touch anything." I had no plans to lose a finger, so I stood there with my arms folded like a mannequin. I'm looking at the meat hooks, the slices, and the meat cleavers, fascinated by a world I never knew existed. The whole time, Aunt B watched Sam like a New York City health inspector. This time, she made sure we left with the good stuff. And when we got home and she cooked that meat, what a difference. Now, here's our connection to Marco Rubio and Amnesty. I don't have to finish the story. I think you got the analogy quite well. But I wouldn't even consider Rubio to be Sam the Butcher switching meat on us in the freezer. I wouldn't even glorify him with that much of an analogy. I think he's more like the ice cream man who's not even selling you ice cream. He's not even selling you tofu. He's selling you some frozen mush from, well, whatever. You can fill in the 855-407-282. Michael Savage is the... I'm the loyal opposition in America. I feel like I'm filibustering every night, not even doing a talk show. Some nights I feel like I'm sitting here in the studio in front of the microphone. I don't know who's listening. Friday is always a weird night because most people are doing something else. You know, I don't know, out, this, that, a vacation. But then there's always the loyal core. And I'm like a restaurant owner. You know, you have to still put out a full menu. You have to buy all the goods. You have to have a full staff. And be prepared for every seat to be filled or 10 seats to be filled. And then you have to throw away all the good stuff or give it away. That's what I do every night. This is my restaurant. This is Cafe Savage. All of the goods are fresh from today. The seafood is fresh. The shrimp is fresh. None of the shrimp comes from ponds in Vietnam where they use antibiotics and human feces are used to make the shrimp grow faster. No, all my shrimp come from the Gulf of Mexico. 855-407-282 is the phone number. If you care to talk about this or any other topic, I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Sammy will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really attentive.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Well, the fiscal cliff is really old news, but the bottom line is that for you and me, hey, we're going to see more money coming out of our pockets to pay for all this stuff. I'm Brian Sussman, and I'm concerned about my financial planning. I want a good game plan. How about you? One guy who can help is Pat Vitucci, a local independent financial advisor. Whatever your tax bracket is, you can expect more taxes out of your pocket. And as the new economic policies play out, hey, what's your best move for financial planning and retirement? Pat Vitucci, 15 offices around the Bay Area. We've done many seminars together. Call him anytime for a complimentary consultation, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe, but few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Degrees because of the high pressure over the West Coast. And what the American people do not know is that the record was set at 134 degrees in 1913 before Al Gore's coal father was even a glint in his grandpa's eye. But Gore will be out, no doubt, giving speeches about global warming and how we now have to, in addition to take care of 50 million illegal aliens, we must now also get rid of coal-fired plants. We must also get rid of our evil cars. And he will only be happy when we are all, let us say, peddling rickshaws with the Chinese master sitting in the carriage while he laughs all the way to the private jet. It's beyond belief. So what can you do? What can you do? 855-400-7282. Now, I want to read you something called Alien Invasion, going back to 2005 from my book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, which you can't even buy. And here's what I wrote back in 2005 under the Savage Solution. And it said this, first, beef up border security. By executive order, the president must immediately dispatch our military to stop the swarm. Pull our troops out of Europe, Korea, or other nations where they're doing little more than policing the locals, and redeploy them to defend our homeland security. That's number one. At the very least, call up the reservists to help man the Cyclops. These portable hydraulic guard booths have already been purchased and placed in service on the border. Remember them? You probably forgot them. However, many remain empty due to a shortage of manpower. Likewise, millions of dollars are being spent to place traffic cameras in our major cities to fight crime. Employ the same technology on the Mexican border. toss in satellite detection systems, and create a national database of border jumpers' fingerprints to aid in enforcement. I wrote this in 2005. Was I given credit for it? No, you never even heard it. Second, end the handouts. Illegal aliens must get the memo that Santa is dead. That means if you're not an American citizen or here on a valid student or work visa, you can't use our hospitals, you can't attend our schools, and you can't receive benefits, you can't use Mexican IDs, and you most certainly cannot vote in our elections. In other words, you remove the incentive for them to remain in our country. Don't believe for one second that we'll have nobody to pick our crops, cut our yards, or work the slaughterhouses if we drive the illegals out. I know how hard those workers work and how they're willing to put in the long hours in the hot sun. I am not a blind man. I drive through the Central Valley of California. I see them picking vegetables in the scorching heat. It's murder. But guess what? There were vegetable pickers long before the illegals got here. How were the grapes picked? Go read John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath. They were picked by Oklahomans whose farms got wiped out in the windstorms. They came out in their broken trucks and harvested the fields. They were the migrant workers of the past. The poor blacks also did it. The poor whites did it. And they did it back then. The underclass in America, excuse me, the emerging class, could do that work. Why don't they pick the tomatoes today? I'll tell you why. They're not motivated. They're handed welfare and food stamps. If you take away the magnet of getting something for just sitting on your behind, they'd have to pick the grapes, clean the toilets, and work in the slaughterhouses. That's all. Third, simply enforce the laws. In 1986, Congress passed the Immigration Reform and Control Act, which provided fines of $10,000 per illegal for businesses who imported or hired aliens. Likewise, as stated earlier, numerous provisions covering the deportation of illegals and stowaways are already on the books and must be used to eject those illegals in our midst who live in the shadows. Fourth, kick illegals out of our prisons. Why in the world, I wrote, this is in 2005, why in the world are we clothing, feeding, housing, and providing cable TV for illegal aliens in what are already overcrowded jails? Of that, 29% are illegal aliens. Or put another way, nearly 3 in 10 of the prisoners who are incarcerated don't even belong in our country. What does this cost you and me? On average, $2 billion is spent each year. Shall I go on? 2005. And you believed Rubio. This is all part of the Savage Solution. It's a shame you didn't listen to me then.
Savage.
Single Christians, good news. ChristianMingle.com has nearly 7 million registered members, more than 2 million new members in the past year alone. Every day, members send more than 100,000 messages. I sent one of those messages and met my beautiful wife. That's good news. Join today and find God's match for you. Sometimes we wait for God to make the next move when God is saying it's your time to act. The next move is yours. Joining is easy and free. Join ChristianMingle.com today.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A federal appeals court in San Francisco has lifted its hold on same-sex marriages and says they can start immediately. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a brief order today saying it's lifting the stay it imposed while a lawsuit challenging a gay marriage ban in California worked its way through the courts. Stocks are finishing the day mostly lower as the market ends a turbulent month. The Dow Industrials fell 114 points to close at 14,909. The S&P fell 6 points. Taking a look at traffic, we've got things starting to recover from a brutal afternoon commute, but we still have an accident southbound 680 after Diablo Road, right lane blocked there. Northbound 238 at East 14th, getting reports of a crash. CHP is on the way. Heat wave in effect. It's going to be temperatures up to about 105 the next 3 to 4 days. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
This individual reported software piracy to BSA, the Software Alliance. Would you encourage other people to report software piracy?
From the standpoint of just the moral obligation to make sure that people receive the compensation for the products that they're developing, yes.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Visit nopiracy.org. It's never been easier to report software piracy. That's nopiracy.org, or go online and input nopiracy.
Well, Flo,
This
is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
On the next morning show, if there's a BART strike, we got you covered. Keep it right here with me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Record 129 degrees in Death Valley. It was 134 degrees in 1913. I mean, but still in all, we have tremendous variations in pressure around the globe, obviously. And many of us don't understand high pressure, low pressure. It's very complicated, but it's in some ways quite simple. Why does a high-pressure system, which is now hovering over the entire western region of the United States, produce such phenomenal heat? Well, in a simple phrase, in a simple few sentences, high pressure pushes moisture down. That's simple, right? High pressure pushes down, pushes the moisture down, right? And what happens then is the clouds disappear. There's no cloud cover. Because there's no cloud cover, the sun and its heat generate right onto the surface as a result of no cloud cover. That's the simple version. And what causes high pressure is that varies according to the part of the Earth it's in and whatever. The dynamics of a planet's atmospheric circulation are involved and such. The beautiful part of living on the West Coast, incidentally, is that we rarely get heat for more than 4 days. We know that when the heat waves come here in San Francisco, by the way, not L.A., it never lasts more than 3 or 4 days. And that's the beauty. It's like we had rain on Monday and Tuesday. It was beautiful. I put the heat on. Monday and Tuesday, I put the heat on. Now it's already short job. It's the barbecue people will be out. They already got the coal. They got the this. They got the burger. All right, let them enjoy themselves, to each his own. But nevertheless, I mean, vary. So we'll have heat probably till next Monday, Tuesday. So that means you're going to get walloped on the East Coast as the pressure system moves east. It usually does that way, and you'll have the burn job soon. I think you have it now. But that's an interesting thing. I always got mixed up with high pressure, low pressure. I never understood it. When I was a kid eating the steak and the fries on the tray at 5 o'clock watching the news, there was a weatherman, Uncle Weatherby. I liked him. He looked like the same guy. It was like a skinny guy with a mustache in New York. And I always liked weather guys. I had no idea what they were talking about. They drew with a crayon. I thought it was a nice job. They had a smock like an artist. And they drew on an easel. They always looked like autistic. They were weird guys. And then there was a guy, Zoo Parade, Marlon Perkins. I liked him. Another Western look. Skinny guys with like little mustaches that were sort of friendly. There was Marlon Perkins' Zoo Parade, which I loved. And then there was the weatherman, Uncle Weatherby. I didn't learn anything, but I sure enjoyed watching them while I was eating. I know I zoned out, but that's kids. Kids don't learn that easily. You have to force them. You have to wrap their hands with a ruler, like nuns were known to do. I mean, that's when kids learn. If they drifted off, the nun would give them a crack with a ruler, and the mind would focus. You know, no pain, no gain, as they say. In the sports world. It's true in learning, too. This whole idea of easy learning, forget about it. The kids don't learn a thing. They come out, they can't even make a coffee. They go to work for 3 days as a barrister, the poor girls. And if you say one word to them, like you put too much milk in the cappuccino, they start to cry. They call the police, and then they quit. And then they claim workers' compensation. It's terrible. No work ethic. Somewhat weaker but more common are high-pressure areas caused by atmospheric water. It's very complicated, the weather. It has nothing to do with global warming, the heat that you're getting now. Nothing whatsoever. But you'll hear it anyway. Death Valley, 129, but they won't tell you it was 134 in 1913. If you actually research highs, you'll see that in the 1880s, the Central Valley of California had temperatures that were so hot it burnt the corn. In August, it was in the 110, 115 degrees in the Sacramento Valley area. That was before there was many cars on the road. Virtually no global warming caused by man. It was caused by natural factors. This is not to say I like pollution. I've done more than most of the liars who are cashing in on the solar garbage to save the country, to save the environment. I've collected medicinal plants in the South Pacific, and my collections are all over the world in seven different herbaria. That's actually a feather. I really enjoy that I did that. Those are great years of my life. They're very hard. I sacrificed a great deal. And if I were just a greedy grubber like most of my brethren who I grew up with, I would have gone into real estate in Manhattan and cleaned up. But I didn't. I could have. Didn't. Talking about real estate, you want to hear something interesting? This is an interesting side note because it's late on a Friday. I'll fill in a little more of the details of the sketch of Michael Savage. I remember I went to Israel to visit in 1979. I was thinking of moving there. I had a 9-year-old and a 1-year-old at that time, and I was thinking of moving to Israel. I was really just disaffected with America at the time, and I was disaffected because I had killed myself to get a PhD from a great university, which I did, and they told me white males need not apply. They were hiring unqualified minorities and unqualified women for positions that I should have had. Hundreds of resumes, hundreds of rejections at the time. So I got pissed off, and I figured I would go to Israel and teach at the Hebrew University. And I was offered a position, by the way. I was offered a position at Hebrew University in Jerusalem. Well, this is an important story in terms of my biography. I was there, and the professor, I remember to this day, he was one of the biggest professors. He was a war hero, by the way. I won't mention his name. He loved the fact that I was doing ethnobotanical research, and he said, look, he said, you can come here, you can work in the West Bank, you're going to work with the Arabs. He said, you know, it's a pretty dangerous thing that you want to do is you want to work with the Arab population on their folk medicine. He said, but you're going to run a high risk, blah, blah, blah. I said, all right, well, we could work it out, you know, maybe have some guards with me or whatever. I have a way with people. He said, well, you don't know how that's going to work out. But that's not why I didn't do it. You want to hear why I didn't move to Israel? Because there's a psychic quality to my makeup that comes and checks itself in every once in a while. You could say the psycho, laugh all you want. I really don't care what you do with words. About a week into the visit with my little kids, I was staying in the YMCA in Jerusalem. I loved it. Loved the old stone and this and that. I love Jerusalem. I love Jerusalem enormously. I never liked Tel Aviv. It was just another Mediterranean city. But Jerusalem, I was crazy about it because I saw Arab Christians. I saw Arab Muslims. I saw Jews. I mean, I saw the center of the universe. To me, Jerusalem was the center of the world. That's how I saw it. And the people had an intensity that I hadn't seen anywhere else on Earth. I saw fragments of this intensity when I had been in Rome when I was young. I'd seen fragments of this intensity in men's faces in New York City when I was young. But the intensity of people in Jerusalem at that time was awesome, and I really like intense people in intense places. So I actually thought of moving there. But then one night, I went out alone. I left the family in the YMCA. I went out and had a couple of beers in a cafe, I don't remember when, and I was walking the cobblestoned streets of Jerusalem, and as God is my witness, I heard the voice of my deceased father come and talk to me as though he were in the room. Well, I wasn't in the room, I was in the street. And he said to me, at least I imagine he said to me, he said, I was an immigrant to America, and you're going to make your son an immigrant to Israel? Why would you want to do that to him? I went home the next day. That's that story. That's the story. Now sing and dance and have your vodka. I just gave you what's called a verbringen in a certain religious tradition. It's called a revelation. I gave you a revelation, or in the Japanese vernacular, it's called a satori. I had had a satori. You can put it in any term you want. But so we learned from many different things. But on that same trip, I had gone to a town near the Golan Heights called Sfat. It's a very, very powerful and important religious city, S-F-A-T, Sfat. It's magnificent. It's unbelievable. Just literally the stones speak to you. They cry to you. I had an opportunity to buy property in Sfat for $12,000. The artists were living there at that time. And as you well know, the artists always see things ahead of the pack. I knew this place would be like the Hamptons when it was in the 50s. Remember when all of the artists were buying farms out in the Hamptons for next to nothing? I knew that Sfat would be the place in 20 years, 10 years. And it did become. But I said, you know what? I didn't come here to make money. I didn't come here to capitalize on the Holy Land. I didn't buy anything. So call me a fool. I don't care. I didn't. I'll tell you another real estate story. You want to hear this one? I lived in Hawaii for a number of years. And I remember that I was walking in the back of a valley. And in one of the streams in the back of this valley, there was, I forget what they're called, but they're ancient Hawaiian carvings in a rock that, you know, a previous generation of Hawaiians had either dropped in the stream or thrown in the stream for good luck. I remember pulling it out of the stream. I forget what it was called to this day. I'm sorry, I can't remember. Maybe someone listening knows what I'm talking about. But it was a particularly powerful Polynesian carving that had been laying in the stream, and it was a clear, beautiful stream running off the mountain. I remember reaching down, picking it up, and looking at its beauty and the power of it. And you know what I did with it? I threw it back in the water. Because I felt that if I had taken that from the stream, I would have brought with me very bad luck for the rest of my life. So I'm an extremely, you would say, what's the word I'm looking for? Superstitious person. Well, yes, I have a high degree of superstition in me. So you can say I'm irrational because I don't care what you say. That's how I've run my life. And I'll tell you another story. There's nothing to do with real estate. During the years, the horrible months, the worst months in my radio history was when Serbia was being bombed into smithereens by Bill Clinton and Madeleine Albright. They committed war crimes against the Serbian people who were trying to protect themselves from the onslaught at that time and the stealing of Kosovo from them by the international community. Bill Clinton took our Air Force, had the planes repainted with NATO markings, and at the prodding of the socialist from Spain, Javier Solano, bombed every bridge on the Danube River and bombed Belgrade. And the old Serbs cried. They said, we hadn't seen warplanes bombing us since the Nazis bombed us in 1941. They looked up and cried because the Americans were their friends in World War II. They didn't know what had happened. And during that period, I happened to be very fortunate, and I met some Serbian priests. They came to see me at the radio station. I was a local host at the time. And one of them, I don't know if he's still listening. I've not seen any Serbian people since then. He gave me a round Christian medallion made of blue enamel, which I had with me ever since then in my pocket. And you know, I lost it about 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. I don't know where it is. I lost it somewhere. And I swear to God, I carried that around like it was like some kind of good luck charm. And since I've lost it, I've had some health issues. Not major, but minor. I can't find it. It's somewhere in the house. So if there's a Serbian priest in the house, especially that fine priest who came to me at that time and gave me that round good luck charm, if you want to put it that way. It was blue enamel, and it had almost like four red eyes on it. I felt as though I was looking into another dimension. I don't know where it is. Maybe I'll find it and my legs will get better. Who knows? In either case, I'm just filling you in with some Friday afternoon chat. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. 800-BUYCOIN.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131. Negative online stories about you or your business might take seconds to create, but years to remove. How many customers and sales dollars you will never see due to lies, rumors, and that one disgruntled customer who posted a bad review on the internet? If you want to personally or professionally take control of your online reputation, grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you will get free information on how you can legally fight and potentially bury negative internet postings. With a reputation management program, you can now positively promote your business online. Join the thousands of entrepreneurs and professionals who have already taken control of their Google search results. You're losing money every day when customers pass you by after they read negative info online. Call today to get a free reputation review and start building positive online content. Call 1-800-432-9197 for free info. That's 1-800-432-9197. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take control of your online Google search results today by simply calling 1-800-432-9197.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. Still going strong after 19 years. 855-400-7282, michaelsavage.com is the website. Let's go to the callers in San Francisco on KSFO Portsnov. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind, sir? Portsnov. Portsnov. Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Mike, I want to tell you what this medallion that you used to keep to your pocket is. This is for good health, good fortune, spiritual cleanness, I don't know what it's cleansing.
No, spiritual cleansing. You know, it's funny. I told you since I misplaced it, I've had some minor health issues that have been plaguing me, and I've been looking for this medallion. I don't know where it is.
You know, I think your call screener got a little bit wrong. I am not Fresco. I am Northern California. I am up in the mountains of Shasta Lake, Trinity.
So this medallion was given to me by a Serbian priest who practices what, from the Russian Orthodox Church? Is that where it's from?
Yes, because if you look at your history, the Russian Orthodox Church, these had many outlying people with the Serbians. It was even at the point of that time, which was way back in history, the Kurdish. So, yes, this is a very good medallion, and you will be blessed, and you are.
I'd be blessed if I could find it again. This is a very Russian statement I just made. That's why you laughed. It's a Slavic sense of humor. Yes, I'll be blessed if I can find it again. And until then, I'm not blessed so much.
Hey, I have idea. Look in your washing machine.
Thanks for the call. I lived in New York for a while back about 15 years ago. I had Russian friends. They were the only people who would associate with me. Even then, even though I wasn't in talk radio, I had no friends. We had such wonderful times. I remember the Russian New Year's parties I went to. My God, you talk about people who can drink. They knew how to party, though. They weren't loud. They weren't crazy, but they would just drink steadily for 24 hours. And they cooked duck, and they cooked geese. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. What a great tradition. The calendar's different. The Gregorian calendar, of course. That's why their New Year's Eve was always different. But I always looked for an excuse to go to another party at that time. Now it's just me and the dog, that's all. No, I'm just kidding. 855-407-282, any topic is fair game, whether it be Rubio the phony or Russian Hannity being called water carriers for the Republican Party on amnesty and immigration. They're not all wrong, and I'm not all right. I didn't say that, nor am I better than them. I didn't say that either. I said on the issue of amnesty for illegals, they were in on the, you know what I'm saying? They're in on the game, that's all. But I'm a cynic. This is the problem. I'm a natural cynic, and I don't think they are. I think they're actually more of the American type, the more trusting, you see? More of a trusting type, which is good. I guess you need trusting people. Look how well you're doing with them. You know, keep counting on the trusting people. Kansas City. I love Kansas City. We should get Kansas City ready to go out the door on that one. KCMO, which is a flamethrower. Sean in Kansas City, you're on the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
Well, I think you ought to do a sequel to Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. I read your book there, and I keep it on my bookshelf, and it always gets quite a reaction from my family and friends. And
it's a wonderful book to show now, particularly in this day and age. If you really want to get it under their skin, you should prominently display Liberalism as a Mental Disorder. Well, you could also display trickle-down tyranny. That sort of predicted what happened under Obama to the T. I mean, think about that title. Honest to God, say, okay, another book. Well, yeah, should I not be proud of my books? What should I be proud of if not my books? Where should I take my pride? I'm not an NFL star. I mean, I'm not a romantic-looking guy. I take pride in my intellect. So my book, Trickle-Down Tyranny, Crushing Obama's Dream of the Socialist States of America, was about as predictive as you're ever going to get. Unfortunately, I couldn't sway the public. Maybe I could have if the Republicans didn't permit the illegal aliens to vote.
Yeah, exactly. Or as we call
it. Right. Well, okay, I'll consider it. I'll consider that. The final chapter, A Tyrant's Consolidation of Power. I told you all about it, Trickle-Down Tyranny, which, by the way, is available in paperback. It's still currency. Copyright 2012. Trickle-Down Tyranny. Yep, this one book can stop Obama's tyranny. Will it be the USA or the USS of A? The United States of America or the Union of Socialist States of America? That is the question. Now that he has seized the second term, will President Obama transform the greatest engine of freedom the world has ever known into a Stalin-like dictatorship? Or can the American people finally expose and rid themselves of this regime? Obama is transforming us into a second-class nation, with communists and Islamists given free rein to expand their power. As Obama accrues power with little opposition and his oppression creeps down from the top, the American people must stop the tyranny. Hey, I tried my best. I tried my best. I wrote it for you. I did the best I could. What can I do? What can I do? We have mob rule right now, and it's a very small mob that's ruling. And if you still think that you have a chance, well, you're more hopeful than I am. Let's pray to God that the House is not pulling a sham on us as well. You know, but with Boehner there, hey, forget about it. They told us, oh, this Senate bill will never pass. We're writing our own bill. Yeah, okay. Get back to me when the gang sit down together and laugh all the way to, where do they laugh? Where are they going to go? Don't they have grandchildren? Don't any of them have children? Or children's children that they care about? I don't think so.
Gonna be stand on the corner, 12th Street and Bonn.
Savage.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, you made it to hour number three on Friday, June 28th, huh? Well, TGIF. Let's go to michaelsavage.com, home of Borders, Language, and Culture. Here's the lead story. Rubio tricked Russian Hannity. Only I, Savage, saw through the fraud called Rubio. Now, you know that Rush was licking his boots, Hannity was licking his boots, and all the minions of the two of them, the copycats of Rush, did the same. They were told what to do by the RNC, and they're not fooling me ever again. They never did, really. Why am I an independent? Why am I the eternal outsider? Because I'm not a member of either party. They are clearly front men for the old guard Republican Party, no matter what they're trying to tell you. This should be the final proof that only I, Michael Savage, am the only true independent in the winner's circle in radio. Rubio tricked Rush and Hannity. He was on their shows over and over again, and we have the sound to prove it.
I pray it works out. I can't guarantee that it will, but we're going to do our best.
Senator, it wasn't that long ago where your message was what this country was. It wasn't that long ago where your message was a winner, where your message defined this country, and I wish you all the best in reviving it. Country really does hinge on it, I think. So, well, best to you, and good luck.
Thank you for the opportunity, Rush. I do appreciate it.
Only I called him the ice cream man. Also on michaelsavage.com, the border agents are saying there are serious concerns about the immigration bill. No kidding. The witness to the Zimmerman-Martin confrontation says the person on the bottom had lighter skin color. The Obama administration paid contractors millions to snoop through Americans' financial data. You mean the Obama junta. IRS targeted 292 Tea Party groups, only six progressives. Well, 292 to six is very fair of them. The officials defend the White House meeting with a Muslim hate scholar who called for the death of Jews and Americans, and he was invited to the White House. There's your America today. There's your Hussein Obama. GM is going to make an investment of $691 million in Mexico. That's right. Government Motors is putting in $750 million in a new factory in Celaya in central Mexico. Viva Mexico. The FBI took down an ad showing Muslim terrorists. They had a poster saying Faces of Global Terrorism, but a congressman said it encourages racial or religious profiling. Duh. Okay, I can hardly read any more of these to you. What else is on the Savage Nation website, michaelsavage.com? You'll have to go there and find out yourself, okay? And if you want the latest news, you're going to have to listen to the hour that's coming up. If you don't want any of that, you can turn on easy listening, I guess. There's somewhere there's easy listening. Perhaps Rush is still on. This is Michael Savage, your loyal opposition. And we're talking about how Rubio hoodwinked Hannity and Limbaugh, or shall I say how the three of them hoodwinked the conservative movement and permitted the Democrats to run all over the American people with their so-called amnesty plan. I'm going to play some tapes for you to show that I'm telling you the truth. Hannity supported amnesty from the get-go, from January. So here's, okay, clip three is Hannity supporting amnesty for illegals in clip three. Just listen to three.
We've got to get rid of the immigration issue altogether. It's simple for me to fix it. I think you control the border first. You create a pathway for those people that are here. You don't say you got to go home. And that is in a position that I've evolved on. Because you know what? It's got to be resolved. The majority of people here, if some people have criminal records, you can send them home. But if people are here, law-abiding, participating, 4 years, their kids are born here, you know, it's first secure the border, pathway to citizenship, done. You know, whatever little penalties you want to put in there if you want. But then it's done. But you can't let the problem continue. It's got to stop.
Well, I rest my case. That's all. That's number one. Now Rubio is the snake, but I don't blame him either. He's an unknown nobody from no background, and I like the fact that he came from an immigrant background. I loved his story at the RNC. I was very impressed with that. But he's a Machiavellian opportunist like all of them. He played both sides against the middle. They threw money at him like you can't believe. And they told this clown he would be president if only he ran with the ball down the field and he hoodwinked the conservatives, which he did. He's never going to be president. It's impossible. He's too thin. He has nothing. The old word, gravitas, that was big 5 years ago, he has none. He has none. The voice squeak. He has no leadership. Do you know why I feel good tonight? I feel good because the truth shall set you free. It's a biblical phrase. Jesus said it. The truth shall set you free. It almost doesn't matter what happens to you in your life. As long as you understand what's happening and you understand the truth, you can deal with anything. It's an amazing power that truth delivers to us. I feel empowered tonight. Normally I would go into tonight. I haven't been feeling well. I've had some little issues. Nothing serious. You've known that. And I said, what the heck, you know. It's Friday night. Who the heck's going to be listening on a hot night? But then it dawned on me. This is a gift. The microphone is a gift. My health is a gift. My time on earth is a gift. What the heck do you think has motivated me all my years to write all these books? You think it's greed? You could say anything you want. I mean, detractors say all these things. I don't care what they say. I know what motivates me. So for the months, years, whatever I have left in radio, and God knows it could be any number, it could be 20 years if I'm lucky, I have to tell you that all I can give you is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And if it steps on your feet at times, well, I apologize in advance. I could take an attitude of, you know, one of the wise guy Soprano statements. I don't have to do that. At a certain point, you know, what is left at the end of the day between me and my audience but the truth? If I don't have that, no one's going to last in this business, especially after this debacle of the amnesty. I am telling you, no matter how conservative talk has taken it, been taken down, it's going to almost disappear if this keeps up. Because the people cannot take it. They feel, what am I listening for? They lied to me too? They were in on it with Rubio? What should I listen to them for? Screw all of them. That's what the people are going to say. Like they've given up on the Republican Party, they're going to give up on talk radio. But by the way, they've done already because they felt that they were misled. And strangely enough, although I should have disappeared, because I didn't, I'm still here. I'm still here. How do you figure that out? There were many, many forces driving me out of radio, and I didn't leave. And by a miracle of God, it's God himself, I swear to God, one day I'll write it. It was fate that put me back on the air within a month of my leaving, my last situation. And within that month, I was back up on 100 stations. Now it's 200 stations. It's going to get bigger. Why am I telling you this? Oh, I'll be a rich man. That's not the point. It's not about greed. It's not about avarice. You have to just trust me on that. My lifestyle wouldn't change one iota if I made $1 million a year more or $10 million a year more or $100 million a year more. I wouldn't live in a bigger house. I wouldn't drive a bigger car. Do you understand all of that? If you understand all of that, you'll understand what I'm saying to you. There's only one reason I get up in the morning to do my show, and that's to show you that there's still hope. What's the hope? You say, well, what's the hope? They just slammed amnesty down our throat against the will of 75% of the American people who actually know what's going on. Like they slammed socialized Castro care down our throat against the will of 75% of the American people. They slammed gay marriage down our throat despite the fact that even liberal Hispanics and liberal African Americans opposed it. They did what they wanted to do. So what's the hope? I'll let you figure it out. The hope is the truth. The truth itself is beautiful. Truth is beauty. Beauty is truth. Truth is beauty. Beauty is truth. Truth is DNA. Beauty is DNA. Truth equals DNA. I wrote it in my journal when I was 18 years old, searching for the truth. Truth is beauty equals DNA. That's it. That's what man was put here for. Otherwise, we're just animals. And I love animals. I do love animals. I support the elephants. I love dogs. But they're not humans. They're not humans. They have their own ways, their own truths. But we, if we don't have truth, we have what? We just become sort of like lower animals. Doesn't mean we're evil. It means we've lost our way. We can't even find our way to the truth. That's why they're drugging you. That's why they passed medical marijuana. That's why they passed prescription drugs for all. It's to keep you subdued, narcotized, and keep you in the loop of stupidity. And so, therefore, there's a hope out of it all. You say, well, where the heck do you get this energy, Sabbath? How do you do this every day? I've had people say, how do you do this every day? What animates you? Where do you get the strength from? Well, truth shall set you free. It's the greatest drug in the world. It's about the most powerful drug in the world is the truth itself. Your sinuses clear up. Your vision becomes sharper. Your aches and pains disappear. Your fears of mortality go away. All of that. And it was all promised to you, by the way, by religion. See, originally, I'm getting off the track here, but that's okay. It's Friday. Originally, religion was liberating. It was supposed to take ordinary people who were toiling and liberate them from their toils, their pains, their sorrows, their losses, and lift them up. And what happened was it became rigid. Religion became rigid and not liberating. Religion became rigid. That's why many of you left the church, left the synagogue, because you go in there and, all right, whatever. I don't want to hear it anymore. It's the same mumbo jumbo. It's not moving me in any way. I don't feel good. I feel awful. I hear frightened. I smell frightened people. I smell frightened animals sitting around me. I don't like the scent. I don't like the feel. I don't want to go. That's all. I'd rather be a liberated personality, and I love God, and that's the end of it. I'll do it on my own. That's what's happened. Why? Because the church has stopped giving you the truth, by and large. If only they would deliver the truth to you, you'd go back. The churches would refill. They'd fill up again. The pews would be filled with people. They wouldn't have to import them from Mexico. And then the church fathers wouldn't have to cater to the illegal alien lobbies. But that's a separate story unto itself. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right, you can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-794-5642. Hurry, this free offer's for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. Call 1-800-794-5642.
The first time we met, he came in and the first thing he said was, wow.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
For me, Christian Mingle is this vehicle which God did use to bring my wife and I together. And that is a powerful, powerful thing.
My name is Mickey, and I met my husband, Trey, on Christian Mingle.
Join ChristianMingle.com today and find God's match for you. Joining is easy and free, so go to ChristianMingle.com today.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Hi, everybody. This is your friend, Geraldo Rivera. I'd love you to listen to me now. The victims of the Oklahoma tornadoes are in need of our help. MyPillow and the Salvation Army want to make an impact. So during the month of June, for every pillow purchased at a discounted price, MyPillow will donate one to the victims of this natural disaster. MyPillow pillows are the best in the world. They don't lose their shape. You get a 10-year warranty, so get a great product and help our friends in Oklahoma. Go to WABCRadio.com. That's right, WABCRadio.com, and click on the Cumulus MyPillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. That's 800-295-1232. Don't wait. WABCRadio.com and click on the Cumulus MyPillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. Help a fellow American today.
On the next morning show, if there's a BART strike, we got you covered. Keep it right here with me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is your Rock and Roll Friday edition. Let me take some calls. Joe on WMAL in Washington, D.C. What do you think? Go on. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, thank you. I think you're pretty close to the truth, but I would term it differently. I would say that he absolutely betrayed Limbaugh. He betrayed Kennedy and the right. I think he lied through his teeth when he kept saying he would not sign on to anything. Unless
all right, hold on. Now, that's an interesting position that you hold it. You're taking an interesting position. You are rightly protecting the talk show host that you've come to love, Hannity and Rush, right? But you're saying they were deceived by this guy, Rubio. Well, if your position is correct, unfortunately, this means that Rush and Hannity have very weak and naive political judgment. What does that tell you about them? They can be tricked by this guy. It means that their judgment is weak and naive. How come he didn't trick me? So let's go to Naples, Florida. April, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. I love your show and everything that you say and what you stand for. And I've been saying this for years. I've been trying to educate my even conservative friends, and they just weren't buying it. They were drinking the Kool-Aid.
But wait, what were you trying to sell them?
I was trying to educate them, I should say, about his record.
Oh, about Rubio's record, because you're from Florida, you saw through him?
Yeah, he wasn't my rep, but now he's unfortunately my U.S. senator. And I knew his record. I was calling on the 2007 comprehensive immigration reform. And
all right, so we know what he is. He was a front man for the mob that wants amnesty, and he hoodwinked Hannity and Rush. But listen, April, how long have you listened to my show? I was never deceived by him.
I've listened off and on, but we've been listening more regularly. We're kind of writing off TV, so we've been listening
to
your radio.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Well, let me talk about right. Since you said the word writing off and right, I have to send you my novel, A Time for War. Stay on the line. So you say right, I get triggered. 855-400-7282. If you want to talk about this or any other topic, it's open mic to Mike Friday. Open mic to Mike Friday. Any topic is fair game. It doesn't have to be Rubio the trickster. It doesn't have to be that poor old Rush and poor old Hannity were tricked by him. Or were they? Well, I'm not so sure of that. I don't think they're that naive, incidentally. Hannity in particular is not a stupid man. Educated, no. But there are a lot of uneducated people who are very intelligent and very insightful. He's very clever. He got very far as a fill-in. Very far. Good-looking boy, you know, an Alec Baldwin type with not too much between the ears. And the Joe Sixpack audience liked him. But frankly, his airplane is on the, you know, heading to Earth. Why? Well, I'll let you figure out why his ratings went about 50% of what they were last year on television. Partly because I'm on the air opposite him on radio. That's number one, unfortunately for him. But also because they've seen him for what he is, which is Republican, 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 and people don't want to hear it anymore. Predictable, 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 Republican, Republican, Republican. And by the way, say, well, come on, Savage, the Republicans are better than the Democrats. Yeah, well, some are. Some are, but let's see what happens in the House of Representatives, if we can even believe that anymore. Some of them talk a good game. Look at this guy, Ryan. What did I say about Ryan after about a month of watching him years ago? I went on the attack against Ryan. I told you he was another faker. I warned you. Why? Well, there's a natural cynicism in me. It's not that I'm so smart in that regard. I'm naturally cynical towards all politicians. That's number one. I mean, I don't embrace them. Do you remember the guy from Massachusetts who came along after Kennedy died? Remember, whatever his name was, Scott something or other. I don't remember his name. Tall guy, pickup truck. Remember him? Yeah, Scott Brown. Remember him? Remember what I said about 2 weeks of watching him? I said, watch him carefully. Follow the bouncing rhino. I said, you think he's the great hope, don't you? I said, no, he's going to be a liberal. Bingo, he's gone. That's it. That was over with. Because he was not true to his belief system, his presentation. So all we have left is each other here at the end of the day. Talk radio is an amazingly powerful medium. You say, well, what good is it then? What do you mean it's powerful? Say, I understand that your cynical viewpoint. You're cynical of what I'm saying to you, saying, well, what's the point of listening to you if there's no reason for it, meaning there's no change? Well, I don't know that there's no change. I don't believe that there's no hope. Had we not existed, had talk radio not existed, you wouldn't even have the House of Representatives being what it is today. You wouldn't even have the conservative movement within the House saying they're going to oppose the Senate bill and write their own conservative measure. You'd have nothing but mush. You'd have Fidel Castro running the country, which is what we almost have right now in the form of the trickster, the fellow visiting Africa right now on the $100 million junket while you swelter in the heat. If people stop me now. They say, how does he get away with it? They want to know how he gets away with it. They say they whisper $100 million on a trip for him and the wife and daughters. How does he get away with it? How does he get away with it? I said, because there's no opposition party. In a legitimate two-party system, there'd be howling and a demand that this be stopped. It would have stopped if we had a legitimate two-party system. But we don't, okay. So we have an oligarchy.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good evening, I'm Dave Thomas, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. PG&E is offering a $10,000 reward in connection with the armed robbery of three of its employees in Oakland. The employees were robbed by three men while they were working in a trench on East 8th Street on Tuesday night. One of the robbers held a gun to the head of one of the workers. The victims gave up their wallets and nobody was injured. A volunteer firefighter has been sentenced to jail and probation for setting fires in forest land in Sonoma and San Mateo counties. 20-year-old Nathaniel Schmidt of Casadero was sentenced to 5 years probation and 1 year in Sonoma County Jail. His lawyer says Schmidt was essentially setting fires so he could put them out. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 101 Lawrence Expressway have a crash. Couple of cars. Left lane is blocked there. Westbound 80 at Highway 12 in Fairfield, we've got a stalled car blocking the left lane, it looks like. It probably is going to be on the exit ramp from 80 onto Jameson Canyon. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Celebrate Independence Day with Hot Talk 560 KSFO at the Kiwanis 4th of July Parade in Danville. Presented by Heller Jewelers. See KSFO's Katie Green and Mascot Troop in this year's parade through downtown Danville, kicking off at 9 a.m. The Kiwanis 4th of July Parade in Danville is sponsored by Stone Valley Center in Alamo, Goldstein and Wright Accountancy Corporation, Fremont Bank, and the San Ramon Valley Times. For more information, visit KSFO.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, We want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
On the next morning show, if there's a BART strike, we got you covered. Keep it right here with me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
President's scandal has been traveling through Europe, and now he's enjoying Africa on a $100 million junket, while we, the peasants at home, watch his minions tear apart the foundations that built our great country. He left his termites to tear at the foundations. Even through scandal after scandal, President's scandal has decided now is a good time for a $100 million family trip. Wow. Joining us now with a look into how the rest of the world sees this outrageous, piggish, boorish, monstrous criminal behavior is Tim Stanley from thetelegraph.uk. Tim Stanley, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Good to be with you.
In a recent article in The Telegraph, you state that Obama's recent European tour suggests he may have lost his magic. He still has the wand. What do you mean by that?
I mean that he looked tired, he looked confused. And it didn't really go very well. He's normally really popular overseas and normally really confident when he performs overseas. But I think this time, he just didn't seem to really be into it. I think his mind was on other things.
What other things might be on President Scandal's mind right now?
Well, there's a lot going on, let's face it. We've got the NSA stuff. We've got Edward Snowden causing him trouble. We've got the IRS scandal. We've got all the stuff going on back home. We've got Syria. We've got the problem of deciding whether or not he's going to, you know, support the rebels or not properly. So I think that on this occasion, he wasn't able to do the usual hope and change stuff because, A, his mind was elsewhere, but also, B, because I think a lot of people are over it now. The crowds were much smaller, particularly when he went to Berlin, a tiny crowd, really, by Obama's standards. And there's just a general sense that we've seen this and heard this before, and it's just not magic anymore.
How did President Scandal's statement on faith in schools go over in Ireland?
Right. So this was a classic disaster. This was a terrible thing to do. I mean, first of all, okay, he had flown a very long way to Belfast. He was obviously tired, probably quite jet-lagged. And it didn't help that a teenage girl gave a fantastic speech when she introduced him to this crowd of school kids. So he'd already been upstaged by a teenage girl. But when he got onto the stage, he gave some long, boring, rambling speech, which in that very Obama way basically tried to claim credit for bringing peace to Northern Ireland long after it had happened. And he made a statement about faith schools in which he said, and I quote, If towns remain divided, if Catholics have their schools and buildings and Protestants have theirs, that encourages division. Now, this is an insane thing to say in Northern Ireland. You just don't say that in Northern Ireland. You don't bash Catholic or Protestant schools in Northern Ireland. It's a really clumsy thing to do. And it just kind of feeds into the impression that Obama really only wants to talk about himself and his own agenda. He doesn't really get the subtleties of other people's points of view, particularly, of course, when it comes to faith issues.
Didn't he call the UK Chancellor the wrong name?
He did, yeah. Apparently he did it, I think, three times. So the UK Chancellor's name is George Osborne, and apparently Obama called him Jeffrey three times, which is you can forgive him for that. You can forgive him for that because our Chancellor is not the most likable person, and in a way I almost hope it's a bit of a put-down. But what was also said was that Obama was briefed very, very carefully by the British about the fact that his name was George and not Jeffrey, and the fact that he continued to get it wrong again adds that impression that he was distracted and his mind wasn't on the job.
Well, was something like that, was President Scandal just distracted, or was Obama trying to insult the Chancellor?
Oh, no, I don't think it was an insult. No, I don't think anyone took it as an insult. And the Chancellor said that he didn't take it as an insult and that he didn't mind it at all. But it's a little bit embarrassing. It's the sort of thing he ought to not get wrong.
The media here saw the Berlin speech as a wonderful success. I didn't think so. What really happened?
Well, what really happened is it was a small event. It was a small event. There were a smattering of left-wing protesters, which is interesting. You know, when Obama goes abroad now, he actually tends to get a lot of left-wing protesters turning up, particularly people who are against his foreign policy, a lot of anti-drone people. Last time he went there in 08, it was the Hope and Change type stuff, and he drew crowds of tens of thousands of people, and it was, you know, a very thrilling moment in European history. This time it is an invitation-only crowd of about 4,500. And I suspect that it was invite-only because that's the best way of guaranteeing that all those people will come. I think if they'd just left it open to the public, you know, it might even have been an even smaller crowd. So it was just very lackluster. And what he did is the same mistake he made in Northern Ireland, is trying to piggyback on historic events. He was trying to piggyback on memories of JFK, you know, Ich bin ein Berliner, trying to piggyback on memories of Ronald Reagan saying, tear down this wall. But it just doesn't compare because he's got nothing to say. He's done nothing historically significant for Germany. So it just came across as a weak speech that didn't really impress anyone.
What was President Scandal trying to accomplish?
He was trying to communicate that whole we're in this together kind of message that he always likes to give. He's obviously also there in order to calm the Germans down because they are apparently the most spied-on nation in Europe by the Americans. So he's there to do that. He's also there to get them to spend more money. He's still going around Europe trying to encourage us all to spend yet more money and hope that will stimulate the global economy. I just don't think those messages really were listened to at all. I don't think people take his word on the espionage stuff. And Germany and Britain are not going to spend more money in the way that America's done. So it's in the real sense of having lost some of the earlier leadership clout that he had.
Well, how is President Scandal now being viewed in Europe now that the rose-colored glasses are off?
Not entirely. He's still wildly popular, but then people generally are more popular in other people's countries than they are here. I mean, Americans liked Tony Blair for a lot longer time than we did in Britain. So that's quite often the case. But I think the big difference is that, first of all, the foreign policy is turning a lot of Europeans off, particularly the drone strikes, particularly the NSA stuff. I think also there's a sense of overreach and that he was sold as being something much bigger than he really was. It was insane that he was given a Nobel Peace Prize. I think that really rankles to Europeans who see that as a very serious, important honor. And from what they can see, he's not brought peace to the world. If anything, there's a little more conflict than there was. So I think that Europe is still, you know, still looks upon him very favorably, but without quite that degree of naivety anymore.
Tim, should we really care how others around the world view President Scandal?
Well, half of me wants to say that you shouldn't. The president governs for the sake of America, and Americans shouldn't give a damn what people in the rest of the world think about their country. If he's doing what's right for America, that would be a good thing. However, it's also the case that the American president is a world leader as well as a national one. He's got to bring countries together. There are certain things that can't be done alone. So it is important that the president is respected and seen not just as a competent person, but also as a moral person. I think that's very important. And that's part of what's become lost, this sense of moral compromise. I think that's what irritates some Europeans about Obama.
Well, I don't think so, but do you think there's a way for President Scandal to repair this view of compromised morality?
I think that Obama is a lame duck on the global stage in much the same way that he's a lame duck on the national stage. I think he's in the last bit of his term. People know he's not going to be around in 4 years' time. He is compromised. Some of the glitter is gone. And I don't think people are as keen to let him take the lead anymore as they once were. Can he do anything about that? I'm not sure he can. One model I would follow if I was him would be George W. Bush, whose Aid for Africa program was absolutely incredible. And if there's one bit of the world that remembers George W. Bush fondly, it's Africa. Presidents can still make a big difference.
How is President Scandal's plans to cut our nuclear arsenal down being received in Western Europe? Aren't they worried by this?
Well, it depends on who you speak to. Some people would say no. There's a general sense of a discussion in Britain about whether or not we even really need a nuclear arsenal in this country anymore. So some people aren't so worried about that. Other people, of course, are very worried about Russia and China, and, of course, most of all about Iran and its ambitions. So I think you'll get different reactions on that from different people. For some people, the American nuclear issue has almost always been an imperialist one, a sense that it's about America's interests and America's defense capabilities rather than our own. So you'll get some even quite conservative people who wouldn't necessarily oppose cutting the number of nukes.
How have relations between Russia and the United States been progressing as of late?
What Russia is doing right now is sort of teasing the American giant by potentially, allegedly, it is supposed, giving refuge to Edward Snowden, by opposing the West's stance on Syria. Vladimir Putin still insists that he should be able to supply arms to Assad. By doing all those things, you get the impression that Russia is essentially mocking American power right now. And that's very worrying. It's worrying because it's a return to the Cold War position of 20 years ago, but it's also worrying because it speaks to that sense that America isn't leading. And that is very troubling. And for that reason, I think if Europeans have any reason to oppose the reduction in the number of nuclear weapons, it would be for that. Because, again, it looks like a concession to Moscow.
Well, is it fair to say that the overall tone around the planet is that Obama and America are not leading anymore? No kidding. I know we're leading over the cliff.
What has defined Obama's presidency when it comes to foreign policy is lack of commitment. Now, whether you're for the policies or against them, when it comes to matters of foreign policy and war, you have to take a line and stick with it. You can't, as in the case of Afghanistan, say, we're going to nation build, we're going to beat the Taliban, but someday we'll leave, and we'll leave pretty soon. Because the moment you tell your enemy that, they know that you're going to go soon, so they can just bide their time and take over when you're gone. In the case of Syria, You don't sit on your hands for 2 years, allowing a civil war like that to develop, such a horrible state, 93,000 people dead, and then at the last minute step in and say, we're going to do something about it, and then spend a week saying, but we're not sure what. This is the classic story with Obama's presidency. Lots of promise, lots of hope, lots of ambition, but always a lack of commitment to whatever line has been taken. And not only is that bad for America, but it's also bad for its allies, because it leaves the rest of the world feeling, can we trust this country, and can we trust that guy? If we follow that guy into battle, do we know that he's in it to win it? That's the problem with Obama. That's the lack of trust.
Tim Stanley, where can we read more of your work?
You can read more of my work at Telegraph Blogs on the Daily Telegraph website.
Tim Stanley, thanks again for being on the Savage Nation.
It's a pleasure.
And I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention. And you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar. And if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Celebrate Independence Day with Hot Talk 560 KSFO at the Kiwanis 4th of July Parade in Danville. Presented by Heller Jewelers. See KSFO's Katie Green and Mascot Troop in this year's parade through downtown Danville, kicking off at 9 a.m. The Kiwanis 4th of July Parade in Danville is sponsored by Home Consignment Center, Pete's Brass Rail and Car Wash, San Ramon Regional Medical Center, Safeway Incorporated, and NBC Bay Area. For more information, visit KSFO.com.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equalizing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, or you're being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. The IRS has released new programs where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe, or qualify for other special programs. Authority Tax Services expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-274-9157. 800-274-9157.
Are you looking for the hottest deal on a new mattress? Well, let me tell you about Sleep Train's 4th of July sale. Hi, everybody. It's Melanie Morgan. And right now, you can save hundreds on Sleep Train's most popular Posturepedic and Beautyrest mattress sets. Plus, you'll get 3 years interest-free financing with no money down on Serta iComfort and Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, on approved credit with just minimum payments required. And Sleep Train is an employee-owned company. They aren't just in your neighborhood. They are your neighbor. So come in today. Sleep Train's 4th of July sale ends soon. And as always, you'll get free same-day delivery, including free setup and free removal of your old mattress when you purchase your mattress by 2 p.m. And don't forget their 100-day comfort guarantee. For complete finance information in the store nearest you, call 1-800-378-BEDS. Superior service, best selection, lowest prices guaranteed. Oh, and tell them Mel sent you from KSFO. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
On the next morning show, if there's a BART strike, we got you covered. Keep it right here with me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
So have I exhausted this topic, boys and girls of the Savage Nation? Are you ready only for music on this Friday night? Would you like to continue this discussion with me? Would you like to call on any other topic? The phone number is 855-400-7282. Now, back a year ago, you're going to hear a sound clip, clip four, where Savage calls certain elements of the media water carriers for the Republican Party on amnesty and immigration. This was me then. Listen to clip four. When I turned the radio on this morning, as I do from time to time, to see what Rush is bumbling about, because he's very predictable, and it's sad. He opened the door to a lot of us, but he ceased being interesting a long time ago. He became a water carrier for the Republican Party. We all know that. You're allowed to be a water carrier for a team. He's nothing but a Republican water carrier. So is Wallbanger and the other stooges who follow those two around like little boys. But I have a question for you. I listened to Rush, and he went on and on forever about that he didn't really support amnesty for illegal immigrants. So I said, wait a minute. I asked myself, why would he spend 30 minutes saying he didn't support Rubio on amnesty for illegal immigrants, when in fact it sounds to me like he did? And I want to ask you something. Do you think Rush supports Rubio on amnesty for illegal aliens? That's a question that I want my audience to answer, because you're not going to get a chance to answer it.
All right, you heard it. That's good enough. Fine. So that's the picture.
I have Hannity on tape supporting amnesty while I was telling you that Rubio was a fraud. Never forget this. Never forget today's show, because I'm a strange man. It's Friday. It's hot. There's a heat wave. Most people are probably not listening to radio. They're doing other things. It's summertime. Death Valley is going to be 129 degrees. What you don't know, of course, again, there's a fraudulent headline. The record temperature in Death Valley was 134 degrees in 1913, before Al Gore's coal father was even a glint in his grandpa's eye. That's right. The Death Valley temp is 129. So immediately they say, oh, global warming. Well, the record's 134 in the year 1913. That's before Al Gore's coal dad was even a glint in his grandpa's eye. So just as you have to put things in context with regard to, well, let's say temperatures, what they were, what the highs were, what the lows were. In fact, one of the highs in temperature, if I remember correct, was in 1880-something. It was 108 degrees in the valley in California. It burnt all the crops. That's before the internal combustion engine even hit the roads. But you're going to be lied to about the heat wave. The shysters are going to tell you that it's global warming and you need to give up another part of the American way. And therefore, I have only one role on radio as I see it, only one. And that role is to tell the truth as I see it. Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the simple truth. And if that encompasses criticizing people who you believe in, then forgive me. But that's what I have to do. I am not them. I've never carried water for the check pants Republicans. I've detested them my whole life. They're the kind of people who would never have me in their country club. In fact, when George Bush was president, who did he have in the White House? He had, the conservative talk show hosts. He had Rush Limbaugh. He had Sean Hannity, but he didn't have Michael Savage. I was a best-selling author. One of my books was number one on the New York Times list. His brilliant wife was a librarian who gave people awards. But I didn't exist. I'll tell you another thing about Rubio, what gave me away. When the man was first elected to the Senate a few years ago, I have a home in Florida. I invited him to my home. He wouldn't even say hello, never came on the show. Alan West came to my home with his wife and two lovely daughters. The children swam in my pool. We ate Italian food. He's as straight as you think he is. Alan West is as good as they come. He should be the president. He could save this country. That's the kind of man that we need. I knew that from the get-go. I knew it from day one. And I knew Rubio was a stooge. I knew he was a front man. I knew he was a fraud. Why? Because he wouldn't come on the show. And I'm telling you again, just as I've told you before, that I am an independent. And only I, Michael Savage, saw through this fraud. And I'm going to tell you something else. You want my prediction now? Now that the Republican Party has used Rubio as the stooge to push through this fraudulent amnesty for 30, 50, 60, 80 million illegal aliens, I'm going to tell you right now, they're through with him. They're going to throw him out like yesterday's Kleenex. You wait and see. Something's going to happen that is unexpected. I talked about Rubio the deceiver. and how either he used Russian Hannity or they were in on it together in pushing amnesty. And I played sound bites, and I don't need to beat up the point because I made my point for my loyal listeners who understand where I'm coming from. It's not so much to beat up Hannity and Rush as it is to tell you that the times they are changing, and you better watch out which way the wind blows because you don't know which way to turn. Whichever way the chips fall on the table, I'll live with it. I've alleged for years that Rush Limbaugh got where he is because he has disseminated Republican talking points, and perhaps in the beginning we needed that, but he's never changed his tune. And his old fill-in, his Chick-fil-A, Hannity, is worse than he is. I feel you must know the truth. Why? First of all, I carved out a niche for myself in radio a long time ago as the only independent major national talk show host, and it's worked for me because it's true. People who know me, that this is who I am. What you hear is what you get. This is what you get. What you hear is what you get. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is largely a liberal community. About 30% of the community of voters is conservative. They have absolutely no representation. Feinstein is a sham, a joke, a trickster of the lowest order. Boxer is what she is. We have no senator. We have no congressman here. And so many people have listened to me all these years because they feel I at least give them a voice or they go crazy altogether. Nationally, though, where do the people turn when they don't have a Republican Party to count on? We don't have a parliamentary system where there'd be a nationalist party with, let's say, 15% of the seats in Congress. That, I mean, that would be good enough if we were part of a coalition where our opinions counted. So you say, well, okay, the Tea Party is sort of that. Sort of that? How well did that just work out for you in the Senate? When this fraud Rubio, this ice cream boy they found in the streets of Miami and made into a senator to trick you, who allegedly was a Tea Party favorite, wound up to stick the knife into the bull. He's the one who did it.
Savage.